This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Five, the end.
The Wake Up Call!
We've all gotten text messages from unknown numbers that seem a little suspicious. And we've all kind of fallen victim to scams in some form or another. Well, it's possible that that just happened to Katie. She got a text message from an unknown number. And Katie, what is this text message saying?
It's saying, "Hi, Tina. This is Mona. Please let me know when you will be landing at the airport and I will drive to come and pick you up."
Now, right off the bat, seemed a little suspicious.
Didn't seem suspicious to me at all.
That is one of the key ways that I think scamming text messages get you, because then once you respond to it, I don't know how it works. I don't understand the science behind it or even the methods, but apparently once you respond, they got you somehow.
Well, here's how the rest of it went. I said, "Sorry, this isn't Tina." They responded, "Sorry, I entered the wrong number. I hope I didn't disturb your happy day." So I hard at that.
Oh boy.
I thought it was like an old lady. Mona. She's trying to pick up Tina at the airport.
Right.
Giving her a ride. So then some time passed. Then Mona wanted to talk.
Oh.
She said, "Thank you for reminding me. You are a friendly person. How was your day?"
Oh, boy, Katie, it's such a scam.
Okay,
this is such a scam.
Right. What if it... Let me ask you this, though. What is the scam?
I don't fully know. It could be lots of different things. But if this happens, these are the ways that this is according to experts on how you can protect yourself. One, it uses a realistic yet random phone number. Check.
Yes.
Okay. Another one.
I Googled the area code too. It's Pasadena, California.
This one doesn't apply to you, but in the past, it claims to be from a company or a person that you trust. It creates a sense of urgency to get you to act or respond.
Well, yeah, sure. Tina needs to get picked up from the airport.
And the worst one is there is a link that is involved somehow.
Okay. I know well enough now not to click on links.
Oh, good.
Okay. I would like to know where this is going, is all I'm saying. I am interested in finding out if I answer, "How was your day?"
So you haven't done that yet?
Not yet.
Oh my God.
Okay. Just listen. Just listen to me.
I am.
Okay. I am interested in knowing if I respond, "How is my happy day?"
Right.
And I say, "My happy day has been good. How is yours?" I'm interested to know what happens next.
You get scammed.
Yeah.
No, listen. Do they immediately send you a link and go like, "Click here and I'll make all your wildest dreams come true"? Is it like, "Well, I've had a rough one. I am a Nigerian prince and I can't get to America"?
I think they know that those two things aren't. They're playing the long game. Mm-hmm. Am I right here, Kevin?
Yes, I think so. I think they're getting you to have that conversation so it builds a trust. So when they do hack you, you're like, "Oh, my friend is just sending me money.
There
Look
you
at
go.
These texts.
Yes.
It's from my
Mona.
Friend."
Mona wouldn't do that.
Some of these scams will go on for days where they're trying to get you in their web of trust.
And that is the part that I'm sort of interested in.
Oh, no, don't be interested in it.
Not because I want to be scammed. I'm saying because I want to see how is it that they're going to do it?
Okay, so this is going to get you to not want to do this, okay? Somebody just texted this in, and this person is totally right. Do you know what they call this in the scamming world?
No.
Pig butchering.
Oh.
Okay, and?
Well, you don't want to be a pig, do you?
I'm not a pig. They're not going to catch me. This person is not going to convince me, no matter how hard they try or what they say to me, to give in to their scam or click their link.
This is the term pig butchering comes from an analogy that scammers use comparing the initial phase of gaining the victim's trust to fattening up pigs before slaughter. You don't want to be fat. You don't want to be a fat pig.
The fact that you think that I would fall for it, though,
girl,
is so offensive.
Are you kidding me? You've been hacked so many times.
I've been hacked, but not by somebody that lured me in using like some sort of like we're communicating back and forth.
So what is your long game? What is your long game? Yeah.
My long game is to see how long I have to make them work. How long will they keep going if they don't get me on the hook? You're not interested to know, like, how are they going to try to flatter me to, like, get me to trust them? I'm interested. Listen, do I get hacked all the time? Yes, I do, okay? It isn't, because in this case, I'm not going to be emotionally manipulated. I am physically manipulated on the internet to put in my credit card number sometimes. That, yes, I do that. This is emotional manipulation, and I'm not that easy.
Smash cut to 2 weeks from now, Kevin, where Katie's going to be like, guys, I gave my friend Mona $500, and I haven't heard from her for a week, and now I'm locked out of my Instagram.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.